Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's what we call a Victory Monday on the Hockman and Crowder Show. Is Crowder there? I think he's on mute. Oh, I didn't know if you were there. I don't know. No, you're there. Yeah, you're there. You know who's really important on Victory Monday? Steven, who has been called into duty to run the board for 560 because of some scheduling issues. So let's all give a round of applause to Steven, because that, I have to tell you, when you think you're going home at 2 o'clock and you're stuck somewhere till 6, that's a bummer. So that's a solid effort by Steven there.
Yes. As you know, I don't work over 4 hours, Hawk.
I know, Jack. Yeah. We've been in a situation before when we used to be in studio and, you know, someone would be coming up after us at 6 o'clock, or we used to work till 7. Someone come up on at 7 o'clock and, you know, they got caught in traffic. They were running late. And I would say, hey, Crowder, we got to do an extra 15 minutes because so-and-so is going to be late. Crowder would be like, nope, not me.
Out of here, Jack. So I was used to contracts. I had contracts my whole life. I go by the contract, Hawk. Man, Jack, get out of here.
If Steven had your attitude, we would not be being heard, I don't think, on 560 right now. So thank you, Steven. That's appreciated.
I give him a little mwah.
Yes.
A little kiss.
Big kisses. Alejandro Solana, he is at his house in K-Town. Kendall, let's get some headlines real quick to start out this 3 o'clock hour. Oh, look at that. There's a very loud alarm for the for Pitbull.
It's a 305.
Extra dolly, loud dolly, on a dolly, Victory Monday.
Dolly.
Was that Dan or Solana that had the Pitbull alarm?
That was your boy.
Didn't answer my question. I don't know who it was. Dan. I don't know.
He's talking about my boy. That's Dan.
That was your boy.
So who was it?
That was me.
All right.
I was about to say.
Were you holding it to the microphone? What were you doing there?
No, you know my studio, or my at-home studio mic, is very loud. I come in blaring. Dolphins beat the Jets 20-3. They improved to 7-4. The Jets now 0-11.
All right. These Jets are comical. And the Dolphins are right in the thick of it. It's pretty similar. I don't want to toot our own horn, but I do believe at the beginning of the season, we both said the Dolphins and the Bills were going to be the cream of the East. I didn't believe in the Bills as much as they've shown me. Like, I thought that they were going to... I almost thought the Dolphins were going to win the AFC East by default, because I didn't believe in the Patriots, certainly didn't believe in the Jets, and I thought the Bills were going to... you know, be the victim of this overhyped sensation, and they're not. They're good.
Yeah. But I don't think they're world beaters either, to be honest.
Man, they're good though. They score. Josh Allen is not a fraud.
No. I'll say that one thing. I'll give you this about the Bills. They're a physical team, and Josh Allen has improved this year. I did not believe in him till this year. He's getting more accurate. He's hitting the windows. And all they do is run a bunch of damn crossers, and he can hit the crosser. So, yes, I'll agree with you on that. Josh Allen has improved a lot this season. And that would be their end if they have one.
I still believe, though, that the Dolphins have a legit chance to win the AFC East. I really do. I think they have a legit chance to be a wild card team, but I think they have a legit chance to be an AFC East champion once again.
Right now, they are sixth in the AFC playoff picture So technically in the playoffs, if the NFL ended today, they open at 11.5-point favorites versus the Bengals next Sunday.
All right. Who's the Bengals quarterback? Is that Ryan Finley?
I think yesterday it was Ryan Finley.
Yeah, I think it's him. Take a look.
Continue here. There was some important news after the game yesterday. Brian Flores, he said Tua will be the starter moving forward if he is healthy. The NFL Network did report that there was extra swelling in Tua's thumb, which is why he didn't play yesterday, and that he could miss more than just yesterday's game versus the New York Jets.
All right.
Seahawk, that's the out. That's the out. Of I don't have to decide between these quarterbacks because Tua's thumb's only 95%.
But you realize 95. The longer it goes, the more difficult the decision gets. He's adamant yesterday after the game and today during the press conference. If Tua's healthy, he's going to be the starter. Now, let him beat Cincinnati and be, what would they be? 8-3, 9-9, what are they now? 7-4? So they'd be 8-4.
8-4, yeah.
They'll be 8-4. Let's say Buffalo loses. Now he's 100% and the next game is Kansas City. So you're going to have him start against Kansas. I mean, you're setting him up for failure, no?
And that's the thing, too. You know what? I'll get back to my point about what happened with the Jets where you can't say, like, you know, saying, oh, Fitzy gives you a best chance to win after watching yesterday. Huck, it's like me and you saying who's the better fighter. And I have to go fight Christian Wilkins and Emmanuel Ogba. And when it's your turn to fight, you fight a sixth grader. And you're right. Like, oh, well, Hawk dominated the sixth grader. I'm like, well, I was fighting big-ass NFL players, and he fought a sixth grader. The Jets are the sixth grader that I'm speaking about. But this whole decision is made so easily by this thumb injury where I don't have to decide who's
understood,
better. I don't have to decide
but
who's
take,
more advantageous
but get,
to let us win.
But get to the point. You're living, like, real close to the now. Get to the point where the thumb is healed. Right? Adam Beasley told us on Thanksgiving, Brian Flores didn't even think the thumb was a big deal at all. So it can't be that significant or severe an injury, right? So maybe there's been some swelling or whatever. Get to the point where the thumb is healed, right? If it's this week, you start him against Cincinnati. If it's the week after, so you'll have Ryan Fitzpatrick put up W's against the Jets and the Bengals, and then if Tua is healthy, you're going to start him. Or are you going to make a decision now, well, we're rolling under Fitz, which is the same decision you had a few weeks ago, and so what are you going to do?
If Tua's healthy, that's where it's a problem, and that's why I believe that it's easier for Flores just to say he's not healthy. He's not 100%. If his thumb has a little bruising under the nail, oh, he's not 100%. It's his throwing hand. I really believe this is giving Flores an easy out to start Fitzy, where if Tua was healthy, it would be a lot harder decision, a lot harder to explain himself to the media, to us.
But don't you understand? It's going to get even harder. It's going to get even harder if they keep winning. Because then is it so clear that we're bringing back Tua?
No. No.
And so it becomes murkier.
Oh, and that's where he would have to, and that's where he would have to explain himself. If you tell me, and this is where he'd go, if it gets to a point where he says Tua is 100%, Tua is ready to go, I'm going to start Fitzy. I'm with you, Hawk. That's where the criticism comes. But right now, there's always the caveat that Tua is not 100%. And to be honest, his injury in college set it up for him to say, "Hey, we're going to slowly work him in because the hips hurt." Now it's the thumb. I think the hip, the thumb, the whatever else, the broken nose. I think this is giving Flores an easier out. Not an out, but an easier out, Hawk. I'll go that way.
I just wildly disagree. I think it makes it murkier, and then all of a sudden it starts to linger with Tua. Is he injury prone? I mean, this is not what you want with your number 5 overall pick.
No,
somebody texts in, by the way, I am constantly amused by the historically poor analysis and takes by sports journalists and radio hosts. The only thing more laughable are the wild conspiracy theories being speculated. I am thankful the Dolphins have a great coach and does not listen to this garbage. So I text him back and go, well, it sounds like you should stop listening to sports radio. I mean, like, if you're always disappointed by the bad takes and what, like, if I kept going to a restaurant that always disappointed me with their bad food, and I keep going back, and then I just declare, I am always disappointed by your bad food, well, at some point, I think that's on me. Like, they're consistent with their bad food, in my opinion. I would say just stop listening to sports radio, and you won't be bombarded with the bad takes and conspiracy theories.
All but the Hawk and Crowder show, sir.
I mean, just move on. Maybe, you know, I listen to like Raw Dog Comedy on Sirius XM. Plenty of things to go to. All right, go ahead, Solano. Let's finish up the headlines.
We have some schedule changes. The NFL has moved the Dolphins and Raiders game later in December. It's on December 26th to 8:15 p.m.
Prime
on
time,
Sunday.
Baby. Saturday.
Saturday, excuse me.
That's prime right, time, baby.
And we also have a schedule change in college football. They're going to play Duke this Saturday at 8 p.m. They were supposed to play Wake Forest. Duke was supposed to play FSU. Those games got canceled because of COVID. So, UM at Duke, Saturday, 8 p.m. on ACC Network.
All right. Oh, we'll be seeing those ACC Network commercials. Get yourself an Irish peeler.
Monday Night Football tonight. Eagles, Seahawks, 8:15 p.m. Seattle favored by 6.5. Tomorrow, the Ravens are supposed to play the Steelers, but today the NFL canceled the Ravens' practice. They have 20 players on the COVID reserve list, and 3 more are expected to be added by today as well.
Yeah, that game seems dicey at best, but man, do I love these Tuesday night games. Sign me up.
Hawk, you say dicey. I would 100% agree with you. If I didn't watch the Broncos quarterback go 1 for 9 with 2 interceptions and they ran the – like, bro, this was a 19-21 Yale football game I watched.
But that was Denver's own fault. Like, here's the delineation I make with that. So we know what the NFL protocols are, right? If you're testing positive, if you're having current positives, and the Ravens had one yesterday or today – if you're having current positives, then you know you're potentially, based on the number, in the midst of an outbreak. They won't allow teams to play in the midst of an outbreak because there's the notion that you can spread it to the other team. The Broncos was a different situation. Someone in the quarterback's room tested positive, and because the other quarterbacks were not wearing their masks, breaking the protocol set by the NFLPA, you couldn't just arbitrarily cancel the Broncos game. By the way, the New Orleans Saints players would not have been paid, right? We learned this, that if one team gets a game canceled, the other team doesn't get to play. And the only reason that you're suggesting they would have canceled that game, even without an outbreak, is that there was no decent quarterback available. And if I'm the Saints, I go, wait a second. We lost our quarterback to injury. It's Drew Brees, right? We're playing the game with a backup quarterback. It's Taysom Hill. And because the Broncos quarterback room chose not to follow the COVID protocol, like, we're not going to do it for offensive line. We're not going to do it for receivers. You're going to have to pick and choose players to fill in spots when people go on the COVID list. But because it's the quarterbacks, we're going to punish everyone involved with the Saints, and we're going to punish the entire schedule and whatnot. So I happen to agree. I know I'm in the minority, but I agreed with the NFL decision to play the game.
But, Hawk, like you're saying, and we talked about this, too. We talked about this was months ago, bro. This was before the season started. We talked about, do you punish a team for getting sick? And that's how I worded it. You didn't word it that way, but that's how I was worded it.
But they didn't get sick. They're not. The NFL's not. The Ravens are testing positive. That means they're getting sick, right? And so the notion is tomorrow night's game is going to be canceled. They already pushed back the Thursday night game. The Broncos aren't punished for getting sick. The Broncos willingly chose not to follow the safety protocols. So that's all that happened. So, none of those guys tested positive.
So you're Hawk, to be honest, like I can see this where football is a game of rules. You know what I'm saying? Like you jump offside, you go 5 yards back. You hold, you go 10 yards back. It pass interference, you know, spot foul. Like we understand the rules. So since the NFL now has off the field rules, if you break those rules, you get punished the same way as holding, pass interference, or offsides. And you're okay with that with a team going into a game, an NFL game, Hawk, with a scout team receiver playing quarterback going 1-for-9, throwing 2 interceptions, and getting their ass whooped by the New Orleans Saints, and we all knew it was about to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's how football works. I mean, you said it, it's rules. Like, if the Dolphins are playing the Bengals on Sunday and you find out that one of the receivers in the Bengals receivers room tested positive for COVID. Now, we see teams having 1-2 COVID tests or positive, and they go on the COVID-19 list. Dolphins have had a number of players go on and off that list. So if they had a couple receivers or one receiver in the receivers room go on the COVID-19 list, and then video gets sent to the NFL front office because they have to video all the team meetings and whatnot, that shows there's not a single receiver in that room that wore a mask. So the Bengals say, okay, we don't have any decent receivers. We would like to cancel Sunday's game. As a Dolphins fan, you're okay with that?
No.
Okay. That's how I stand. And I understand quarterback's the most important position.
And yes, Hawk. And I would say with the quarterback position, it's just different.
No, I get it. If I was going to massage that rule, I would massage it for the quarterbacks, or I would allow them to bring a quarterback onto the roster, even though they didn't go through the 6-day waiting period protocol. But I mean, you know, again, essentially though, a rule's rule. If I'm the Saints, I'd have been unbelievably pissed if that game got delayed. I'm following the rules. Our quarterback is injured. But we're following the rules. We're going to get our game delayed because the Broncos chose willingly not to follow the rules. Like, that's not fair either. It's not fair to the Saints.
Oh no. And I'm 100% with you too. And losing a game and losing their pay. And I'm with you because this is a career, Hawk. But I just, the quality of play we saw and watching that, and it was a 4 o'clock game. Like, you watched that game. Bro, that wasn't football. That's my whole thing. And I think watching the performance is got to me because that wasn't football. Like, that was even – I watched better football on Friday night to watching film to get ready for high school games, Hawk. That Broncos offense was a paint-by-numbers-ass offense. The only other worst offense in the league probably would be the Jets because Adam Gase is dumb as hell. But, like, when I watch NFL, I want to watch football. That wasn't football.
You.
So I guess I'm a little more emotionally attached to this because I don't like watching that, what I watched in the Broncos Saints.
I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I agree with that, but I will tell you, Saints minus 16.5, it was fun to watch. Saints minus 16.5. You have anything else in the headlines, Solana? You got any weather or anything? We'll get to Mike Cuno here in a second.
That unit made it better, Hawk. I won't lie.
Those are your headlines sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Your weather update from the Exogen Weather Center. Cold front moving in tonight, and I look to my left, it is raining in K-Town, mostly cloudy across South Florida. That is your weather.
It's going to be cold and rainy?
Cold and rainy, maybe.
This is not why I live here. I don't live here for this.
This is whoopee weather. This is sex weather, man. Come on, now.
This is not what I'm here for.
This is cuddle up in the bed weather, Hawk. Come on now.
Mike Cuno from CBS4, host of Dolphins Weekly Live. He's going to join us in the next segment. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open. It's finally time to change up your routine and live life safely. Got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. Oh, by the way, of course, I will tweet out Mike Cuno's famous picture from both our social media accounts. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials, barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out. See for yourself. You can grab your buddies after work today. You can do it. Head on over to any Cheetah Club. They've got them in West Palm, Pompano, Hallandale Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. You'll enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. So that's tonight. So get in all the action at the Cheetah Clubs, especially on the weekends for football, or tonight for football, for Monday Night Football. If you're in the Hallandale Beach area, stop by Cheetah Hallandale. They've got that ultra high-tech sports lounge surrounded by all the HD TVs, projector screens, leather couch seating, and of course, the most beautiful entertainment in South Florida. If you need more info, check out their website. It's Cheetah, SOFL.com. Talk with Mike Cugno from CBS4 next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Zoo Miami, they welcome the birth of their newest member to the zoo family, an endangered mongoose lemur.
Lemur.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, Jane's Addiction. Love it. All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We went long in the last segment, so I got to catch up here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno, he is the host of Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4, and he's a friend of ours. And it's a victory Monday, Cugno. There's some wins on our show. It's weird because we're talking a little bit about the Broncos game and what the NFL did there, and we're talking a little bit about Tua's thumb and how that might impact things as things move. But I think we're kind of losing sight here. This is a really fun Monday, right? I mean, Dolphins are 7-4. They are outperforming their roster. Is that a fair thing to say?
No, I don't think they're outperforming their roster, because the way I look at that game in that first half against the Jets, and was wondering why it wasn't a bigger margin of
that's true.
You know, larger margin at that point. That felt, honestly, when it was 3-3 after the first quarter, that felt like the Dolphins Jets game that we've been watching the last 10, 15 years. And then you just saw how inept the Jets offense was the rest of the way, just giving the ball up to Miami there, and they couldn't really do anything, and obviously the better team wins out, but that was a game 20-3. It didn't feel like a 20-3 win.
And Mike, is it okay to evaluate Fitzy? You kind of hit on it there, you know, you kind of said it there, but is it okay to evaluate Fitzy with the win and he jumped right back in and got a win with the Jets team that is really a damn middle school team with silly ass Adam Gase and Greg Williams? Should we throw that game out of our mind when we're trying to figure out who's a better quarterback?
I think we know who the better quarterback is. I think we know Tua is the better quarterback. Otherwise, they wouldn't come out and say, hey, as soon as he's healthy, he's our guy. They wouldn't say that if that was the case. But Fitz is a fine, you know, he's a good backup. We know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. We know why they brought him here. And, I mean, I think we're past really having to evaluate Ryan Fitzpatrick. We know who he is. That game, to me, would have been a good game to reevaluate Tua had he been healthy and see how he bounced back and, you know, give him a chance against a lesser opponent. To see what he can do, to see if he can put some points up on the board, to see if he can graduate a little each and every week. I don't take anything, you know, big away from what Fitz did or didn't do in that game, because I think, you know, the book's kind of been written on Fitz.
But Mike, to your point too, is where, you know, like the better quarterback moving forward, the higher ceiling is Tua. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this, Mike, tell me if you disagree. I think Fitzy knows how to utilize Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki way better than Tua. And Tua can figure it out because, you know, obviously, you know, Fitzy was here last year and they have that continuity. Mm-hmm. But right now, Devontae Parker with the 50-50 balls, Mike Gesicki with the, you know, with the alley-oops that Fitzy throws, like, he knows how to utilize those weapons better. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, okay. So that's a good point, because this is the NFL, and we also – that clip where Fitz was talking to Tua saying, hey, you're going to have to throw into some tight windows here. Like, this is just the reality of the situation. You just got to trust your guys. Yes, Fitz is ahead of Tua there because he knows. I mean, he even told Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki said in the post-game press conference yesterday, in the huddle, Fitz said, hey, this ball's coming your way no matter what. You would like to have Tua get to that point where he trusts his receivers enough to be like, I know where I'm going with this ball, rather than sit there and try to hit all your progressions and all your reads. Because, look, credit Alabama. Alabama gave him 10 seconds every time he stepped back to throw where he can figure out where the open guy was. In the NFL, it's not that way. You kind of – I don't want to say you got to predetermine where you're going with the ball, but if it's not there on 1 and 2 – and you know you don't have the best pocket in the world and best pass protection in the world, then you know you got to take off for a couple of yards and just get whatever you can or throw it away. And that was the big knock on him in that loss to Denver, was it felt like he was holding the ball for just too long. So, yes, Fitz has that advantage on Tua where he's okay trusting his receivers to go do that. Because you look at the way the Dolphins offense moved yesterday afternoon, was it was that out to Devontae Parker, those back shoulder throws, you know, or those long outs to Samuel. It wasn't, they weren't doing anything exotic, or the Dolphins offense didn't look to me like it was, you know, playing chess while the Jets were playing checkers, defense was playing checkers out there. No, to your point, it was just Fitz trusting those guys to go up and make a play.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is with us. What are your other takeaways from the victory yesterday? One of the talking points, I think, for a lot of people on social media and in the media is the running back position for the Miami Dolphins. I think we all kind of chuckled at the beginning of the season when Miles Gaskin was the workhorse, and now you realize he was a pretty potent piece for the offense, but that's a problem spot for the Dolphins, no?
Yeah, they have to address that in the draft immediately. I don't think you go out in free agency and try to get an experience back. I think you try to get someone young and talented like a Travis Etienne if he's there. The thing I noticed with that Dolphins running game, yeah, I think you really got to make a move for him. But the thing I noticed about Dolphins running game and all of their running backs outside of Jordan Howard, who's obviously not with the team anymore, they're all kind of built the same. To me, they all look like they're very similar running backs. And right now it seems just like a plug and play. Whoever's healthy, we're going to put you in and we're going to see who's got the hot hand. Sometimes it's going to be Miles. Sometimes it'll be Ahmed. And yesterday when they needed some yards and need to hand off to someone who wouldn't fumble the ball, it was Washington. You know, it's just, to me, that position right now is simply whoever's healthy and whoever can hold on to the ball is going to get the ball at this point, because the way they're running the ball, they don't have a 100-yard rusher all year. That's hard to do. We're 12 weeks in, and they haven't, and a running back hasn't cracked the 100-yard mark. So that's just an area they just have to address at some point in the offseason.
Hey, Mike, were you comfortable with the noise that Hawk made when you brought up Travis Etienne? Because I wasn't.
Oh, my God. Get him, man.
No, let me be honest. I'm not comfortable with a lot on this show. I mean, Hawk said friend of the show when he introduced me, and I went because I went, oh, are we? I don't feel like we're there yet. We're early on in our relationship still. And then when you're making those kinds of noises, I don't know how to handle it. So really what I was doing there, Crowder, is I was addressing my answers to you.
We had money in a parlay on Clemson, and I watched Travis Etienne, man, and that dude. I just want to keep winning parlays, Mike. That noise was a gambling noise.
Don't make it again.
I think Etienne's had one bad game in his life, and it was against Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's going to cost us an ACC championship game.
Mike, yep. I know you're a Miami guy. You've been out here for a while, bro. This question's crazy, but I just saw something where Xavier Howard tied a Sam Madison and Jake Scott record, you know, for interceptions in back-to-back years, having 6-plus interceptions. Like, is Xavier sneaking up on the best defensive back in Miami Dolphin history because X is playing out of his damn mind after last year and this year, Mike?
Oh, God, yeah.
Sneaky. Okay, no, dang, what's the noise is? I don't think he's sneaking.
I don't think he's sneaking up on it.
I think he's a runaway train barreling towards the best corner Miami's ever had. I keep throwing the stat out on our shows just because I find it amazing. CBS Sports HQ had tweeted it out. It was like something since 2017, Xavier Howard has more picks than any other player. in the league. It's up to 19, I think. And that was with missing like 15 games or something. Like it's an insane stat that they put out, and it's amazing. I mean, look, I've tweeted out last night. He's got 7 interceptions. Drew Lock, Cam Newton, and Sam Darnold either have 7 or fewer touchdown passes thrown through 12 weeks. I know they've missed some games, but the way the NFL is, you get 3 or 4 touchdown passes in a game from QB, and it's not that shocking. So, yeah, he's going to own that best DB in Dolphins history pretty soon.
Mike Cugno, you see him on CBS4, and he hosts Dolphins Weekly Live as well on CBS4. Quickly, how was your first Thanksgiving as an engaged man?
Well, I worked Thanksgiving Thanksgiving night, but it was nice. I did get to go home to a parents' house, and my fiance, her parents are from England, so they've been in town with us for the last month, staying with us. So it was nice to have all the families come together, and you know, doing all the
wedding
venue
shopping. Let's listen
to that
noise that was just made. That was, you know, my Travis Etienne noise came from experience betting on him. That ooh came from experience on having in-laws stay with him in his house.
The monster in-laws for a month, Mike? That's okay?
They do it. They do it twice a year because you know they're coming from across the pond. But they're lovely people.
She's not just marrying you for a green card, is she?
Uh-oh.
That's what I tell her. I tell her she keeps acting up. I'm sending her back.
All right. Do they celebrate? They don't celebrate Thanksgiving in England. So do you have to teach them all the traditions?
Well, they lived here for a few years, and just like anyone else, they're going to enjoy free food wherever they can get it. So, you know.
All right. Did you do anything British? Did you add a little British flair to the Thanksgiving menu?
I had a cup of tea this week, but that's about it. That's as far as there's a mint
embracing her,
diet.
Your fiance's heritage. That's very nice.
Hey, you know, Mike. I'm diving headfirst into this marriage. Green card, Mike, be damned. You know,
eat some horse, man. Eat a horse steak. When I went to London and played the damn Giants, they had horse on the menu, and I ate the hell out of some horse leg or booty or whatever I ate. But horse is delicious.
Okay. Okay, I don't know where you went because I've been to England like a dozen times in the last few years. I have never seen horse on the menu.
Right.
Where are you going?
He makes it sound like it's on at the McDonald's menu. It's like, do you want a chicken sandwich, a horse, or beef? Like, where are you hanging out, Crowder?
Me and Joey Porter went somewhere. Me and Peasy went somewhere, and they had a horse on the menu, and I got a steak. Medium rare. Oh my goodness, my boy! I had some asparagus. I had some little, you know, some little mashed potatoes with parsley on it. It was delicious, Mike.
So do you drive around like Weston and your mouth start watering when you see some of these horses out there? Like, what's going on?
I got random raccoons and ibis in my yard. If a horse ends up in my yard, he might be dinner. I won't lie.
He goes to Gulfstream Park the way I go to a food court. He'll eat anything.
So we're betting on number 3 or eating number 3? What are we doing?
Actually,
with
a couple
3?
Of the horses well, that I've invested loses. In would have been better as dinner.
Very lean meat, Mike. Very lean meat.
Hey, I don't know.
Isn't
what
that the stuff
here.
In dog food? Don't they make dog food out of horse?
If they do, I'll eat some dog food because that horse was off the chain.
My guess is you have. If you sat down and had a horse steak, my guess is you've eaten dog food as well. I don't know what happened here, Mike, but happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for making time for us.
It's what always happens. Last time Solana wanted to fight me, so, you know, whatever.
Who would win in a fight, you or Nate Robinson?
Oh, my God. Hey, Nate got some bad advice. He needs to fire some people. He needs to fire some people now.
Oh, my God. That was bad, man. That was ugly. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Cugno there from CBS4. I want to talk about Healthnetic CBD here. You know, speaking of Thanksgiving there with Mike and his in-laws and whatnot, a holiday time of season, maybe you do have family in town and you need something to help you de-stress, help you relax. Healthnetic CBD, this is a premium brand CBD that I prefer. People are using CBD because they believe it may have benefits from relieving aches and pains after a workout to promoting a restful night's sleep, which a lot of us will need during the holiday season. But all CBD companies are not the same, and that's why I recommend Healthnetics. Again, it's a premium brand CBD. It's available online at healthnetics.com. This would be a perfect way to start your week out the last day of November. Go to healthnetics.com. Healthnetics CBD products are an effective, all-natural option for a healthy mind and body. They've got holiday gift sets available right now, so you can give the gift of health and wellness. Today's Cyber Monday. Give the gift of health and wellness this holiday season with the Healthnetics holiday gift set. Again, Cyber Monday. Go to healthnetics.com. Healthnetics products are made in the USA, THC-free. They undergo rigorous third-party lab testing to ensure quality and purity. And all the lab results are linked from a QR code right on the package. And there's nothing to lose because Healthnetics offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Again, many people believe Healthnetics CBD might help relieve stress and improve sleep during the holidays or during any stressful time. Find out for yourself. Trust the brand that I recommend. Go to healthnetics.com and order today. It's H-E-A-L-T-H, health, and then netics, N-E-T-I-C-S, healthnetics.com. Use the promo code TICKET, and you get 10% off your first order and free shipping. So do it right now. Start the week out right. Go to healthnetics.com, put in the promo code TICKET, get 10% off and free shipping. Perfect way to get a little something-something for Cyber Monday. Healthnetics.com. Again, use the promo code TICKET and get 10% off and free shipping. That's healthnetics.com. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Finally, IKEA has shared its recipe to make its Swedish meatballs at home.
Really?
Hock and Crowder.
That White Zombie, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what a great song. He's killing it on the music today.
White Zombie, huh?
Hey, hey.
That's right.
You know Rob Zombie?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never seen the House of a Thousand Corpses and stuff like that?
No, Dan, I'm a Christian. If you didn't know, I'm a Christian. I don't do zombies and corpses.
This does kind of have a satanic sound to it.
All of Rob Zombie stuff, though.
Ooh, that
name
Sherry
is
Moon.
Rob Zombie. Yeah, come on, fellas.
That Sherry Moon Zombie, that's his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Bangers. They get all the action. I would, hey, do you have, Dan, the sound of Adam Gase? Because I was going to do Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day here, but I don't know which one will make you laugh more. Do you have, this is Adam Gase. You have the sound, right, Dan?
Yep.
This is, this is Adam Gase after the Dolphins game. So a reporter from Jets Media, I don't know who this is. Do you know, Solana, who the reporter was that was asking this?
I believe it was
Someone had texted that in, but I didn't think it was Manish.
Yeah, I saw the same text. Honestly, I'm going off what the texter said. I have no idea who.
You're going off a random texter. That's your information.
That is my information. Going off what the texter said.
All right, I don't think it's Manish, but it might be. But I don't think it is. But the there was this story from Chris Mortensen before the game saying that Adam Gase, according to players, was going to take the play calling duties back from Dowell Loggins. This whole Jets thing. I mean, we've all lived through it, right? Dowell Loggins.
Yes.
I mean, we've lived through all this. So, Adam Gase, after putting up three total points and having Sam Darnold back, he doesn't want to admit that he took the play calling back, right? I mean, that because it would be laughably bad. He's got his starting quarterback back, and he's ostensibly going to take over the play calling. So he's asked in the post game press conference, you took the play calling back, and he's like, no, I didn't. But it's so obvious that he was play calling because they were watching this reporter, him and other reporters, watching Dowell Loggins, the offensive coordinator, and he wasn't doing anything.
Bro,
so it had Adam to be Gase Adam Gase.
Just lies to your face lies and looks straight at you. It's crazy. Yep.
It's crazy. So listen to this back and forth with the reporter. I love this.
I didn't take over. We did this. We've done the same thing the last four games.
We were watching Dowell for the whole game. He wasn't doing anything. I mean, he was just standing there.
He tells me it's not hard. This is not hard. We go through it, the drive before. Hey, these are the three plays. I do the third downs.
So what happens after the three plays when you have a series? Because we were watching one where Dowell was talking to Frank Pollock. He wasn't calling the plays. You were.
What part of the game was it?
I want to say that was the third quarter.
Yeah, when we got down, then I was trying to do some of the two-minute stuff.
I mean, it's really, just like, lying. It's almost stomach-turning. He is flat-out lying. First of all, we know what a play caller does. He doesn't say to the head coach, here are some of the plays I would call in this next drive. Like, he calls the plays. Like, yeah. It's absurd. And then he's like, oh, yeah, well, and then they call him on it. They're like, we watched him. He was talking with someone else. And they're like, oh, well, when we were down, then I started to call some of the plays myself. Like, I mean, what a flat-out liar he is.
He just lied, bro. And we were watching the game, and, you know, we're watching the Dolphin game, so Adam Gase is there, and I take joy in Adam Gase's failure. So I was watching Adam Gase, Hawk. He was drawing up a play in Sharpie on the sideline. I watched him do it because they were showing him and how unsuccessful he is, and they put it on him. And then we watched the Buccaneers-Chiefs game, and then we watched the Green Bay Bears game. And I did not see Matt LaFleur, Andy Reid, or Bruce Arians drawing up plays in Sharpie halfway through the damn third quarter because they do it during the week, Hawk. This Adam Gase is the worst coach in NFL history, damn near. Him and I have to say, maybe one of them Brown coaches. What's the guy y'all made fun of me for?
Hugh Jackson.
Gase and Hugh Jackson are 1-2 on
the worst. Don't forget about Cam Cameron. Don't forget about Cam.
You know what? I was going to say, is Cam Cameron and Joe Philbin, Are they that much worse than Adam Gase? Because Adam Gase is terrible.
I can't believe that he would sit there and lie to the media when it. My friend Jim DeJoseph had texted something after the game. You guys are too young to remember, but there was a Saturday Night Live skit. It was either in the 80s or 90s where they're spoofing 60 Minutes and Mike Wallace, you know, who has a CEO across from a desk, and he's got information that just shows the guy's a liar. And the guy, you know, it's Martin Short, and he's just sweating profusely. And he's like, no, I didn't say that. And they're like, well, here it is. Here's you saying that. That's not me. I didn't say it. And it reminds you of, you know, today's day and age. But he's like, no, that wasn't me. I didn't say it. And that's Adam Gase. Play that sound just one more time, Dan. It's Adam Gase. Like, he's flat out asked, are you doing the play calling? He says, no. And then it's like, oh, yeah, well, Dowell Loggins is giving me the plays. I'm calling him. And then they're like, well, what about in this instance? He's like, oh, well, in that instance, I was indeed calling the plays.
Hawk,
like,
but think about what he said, though. Dowell gives me three plays he likes. You're planning on a three-play series? Your mind says, hey, give me three plays because that's as long as we're going to be on the field. Come on, Gase. Get the hell out of here.
The thing is so silly. Play it one more time, Dan.
I didn't take over. We did this. We've done the same thing the last four games.
We were watching Dowell for the whole game. He wasn't doing anything. I mean, he was just standing there.
He tells me it's not hard. This is not hard. We go through it, the drive before. Hey, these are the three plays. I do the third downs.
So what happens after the three plays when you have a series? Because we were watching one where Dowell was talking to Frank Pollock. He wasn't calling the plays. You were.
What part of the game was it?
I want to say that was the third quarter.
Yeah, when we got down, then I was trying to do some of the two-minute stuff.
Oh, interesting. You were trying to call the plays. Oh, flat-out liar. Unbelievable. All right, we'll get to Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day in the next segment. Joe Zagacki going to join us in the 4 o'clock. It's not going to be as funny as the Adam Gase sound, I'll tell you that right now. That's why it's called the bad joke of the day. Although I could just say Adam Gase. There's your bad joke of every day if you're a Jets fan. Joe Zagacki in the 4 o'clock hour as well.
He should tell DeJoseph's bad joke. It'd be better than his damn play calling.
I mean, that whole back and forth, they're showing it right now on ESPN. I mean, that's a media contingent that has no respect for you either, because they're not letting you off the hook.
No.
Like, he's like, oh, this isn't hard. It's not. You put up 3 points in 2 games against the Miami Dolphins. It's not hard. Well, maybe you should take it more seriously. That's like when my son says to me, I'm like, you know, did you study for your math test? And he's like, oh, it's not hard. And I'm like, well, you got a 60 on the last one. So maybe your idea of what's hard and not is flawed. Like that's what Adam Gase is telling you right there, isn't it? Like, oh, this isn't hard. It's not. You didn't score a touchdown.
And has the worst offense in the league, Hawk. But it ain't hard. It's not hard to get the worst offense in the league.
Pretty easy. Yeah, pretty easy.
Get your goofy ass out of here, Gase. But if Gase wanted a roof or repair his existing roof, he would call J&K Roofing, because even the dum-dums know J&K is the best. J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company for over 41 years. Think about that. 41 years, J&K Roofing has been fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida, and they're the best. We all know it. They're practicing social distancing right now to keep you and their workers safe, and in most cases, they don't have to come in their home or office to address your roofing needs. And like I said, home and office, because residential, commercial, there's no job too big, there's no job too small for J&K Roofing to handle. Y'all know I am a happy customer. I had that spot on my ceiling in my bedroom about 2 months ago, maybe going on 3 months ago now, and it got bigger, it hit the wall. I called Donnie over at J&K Roofing, and Donnie told me I got the best coming out. And you know, people tell you that, you say, okay, but he sent out the best. I'm big on time guy. I love on time. And they were here. They told me 8:30. It was a 2-day job. They told me 8:30. They might have spent the night, because they were here before 8:30 both days. They were extremely highly skilled workers. They were respectful. They were professional. And you know what? They brought the best material. I had clay barrel. If you have shingle, metal, tile, clay barrel, terracotta, they have the best material. They have the most highly skilled workers. And that's why J&K Roofing has been on top for over 40 years. And like I said, they have the most highly skilled workers. And if you need any roofing, in any roofing problems addressed, any assessments, any questions, you have to call J&K right now, because the financing offers you can get through Y-Green, you'll save money and you'll have the best work ever you've seen. And right now in South Florida, it is hurricane time. There's raining right now at my house. It's raining at your house. You don't want to have roofing problems in South Florida. Give J&K Roofing a call today. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, questions, assessments, get J&K Roofing a call. And J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, it's already 4:00, but the 4:00 hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Despite plans to play a full season, Roger Goodell, he's outlined a basic ticket refund policy for all 32 teams in the event that games are played without fans or if they're completely canceled. Hello? Uh-oh.
Hock and Crowder. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!